Wongi rapper Flown has taken out the National Indigenous Times Community Leadership Award category at the Seven News Young Achiever Awards for his incredible work through culture and hip-hop. Flown is an award-winning artist using his platform to inspire and uplift his community. National Indigenous Radio News Services reporter Micah Kickett sat down with Flown to talk about his work and what winning the Young Achiever Award means to him.
Brother, how did you come up with that name?
I tell this story a bit, but it's sort of like, for rappers, it's a funny thing. You're stuck with a name that you think is cool when you're like 15, you know? but you know what? Like I appreciate the name. My thinking behind it was like, I'm fluent in the language of rap, you know, like I'm fluent in the way I speak, in the way I flow, in the way I move. And I guess that was kind of the connection that I was making when I came up with fluent. Yeah.
Now, brother, just while we're on the topic, you've been doing this for many years, and you know, I'm not only like related to you, but like I absolutely just love your music. And now you've also got your son now, Inkabi, involved in the music scene as well. And you know, when was it? Last year, you guys you know went on the AGT.
Yeah, guys, it was massive. It was an amazing experience. It was you know, like, the biggest platform you can really showcase on in viewership wise, like in the world. So we had like the amazing opportunity to be able to go up there and represent ourselves as Aboriginal people, as black fellas, you know, talk a bit about our stories, showcase a bit of our talent from over here. And, you know, made it all the way to the quarterfinals, and that was just an amazing achievement. And I guess it's just, you know, it's one of those things that you kind of learn and grow from, because of just the absolute scale of it, because, you know, it's a massive production and a massive platform. So you get a lot out of it, and man, we were just so grateful to be able to be there and put our mob, you know, at the forefront of what we do.
And, you know, I have to say, what I just love about your music is that you just, you know, you talk about a lot of Indigenous issues, you know, at the forefront, but also a lot of your music is also just empowering and inspiring mob, you know, in the community. And I just want to know, like, what's the process involved? Like, when you're thinking of lyrics and a song, like, talk me through, like, how does that work to then get to, you know, the end product?
It's an interesting question, cuz, and I think about this often, because obviously I'm trying to always be as creative as I possibly can. But for me, I guess it's lived experiences and, like, you know, I guess just moments in time that are either, you know, impacting our community or relevant things that are happening around us. That's where I get inspired to write music. The process can look different all the time. The lyrics could come first, the music could come first, that you might be doing it alone, or you might be doing it with a bunch of collaborators to come up with the best art. But I guess that the inspiration is drawn from lived experience and from community and from and sometimes even just from other art that you consume, you know, whether that be visual or audio or you know, movies or whatever. But you connect with it in some sort of way. So the process looks different every time, but I think the driving force behind it is usually something similar.
And so let's talk about this now. So on the weekend, you were winner of the Community Leadership Award, Young Achiever Award for WA. How does this recognition make you feel?
Oh, it's a spin out, cuz. It really is. Like, to win in the category for community leadership in the NIT category was amazing, and I was overwhelmed, and I was still spinning out on that. And then at the end, they obviously get all the winners up, and then they pick an overall winner for the whole awards night, and to get that big one as well was just it was so much in such a quick amount of time. And I think I'm only now sort of understanding it, but you know, like, cuz, I think the more I think about it, and this is really like kind of plays into my career and what I do outside of just my own music, but it really champions the power that young people have to really shape their community and to really have a really deep impact through whatever it is that they're passionate about. And the more I thought about the awards and all the finalists and all the mob nominated for the same category as me and what they're doing for for not just themselves and their family, but for others and for their culture, or for, or just for young people in general. Everyone seemed to have this theme of wanting to network and build and seeing like a brighter future. And I mean, you know, because I transitioned now out of my youthful years now as I'm getting a little bit older, but I you know, I only just snuck in for the award, but I was really proud to be able to stand there as a young person, but watching all these other mob just achieve so much. So to be recognized as the winner meant a lot, but I think what really meant the most was just being able to see all these mob just absolutely killing it in their fields. And that to me is what I'm more excited about, is being able to connect with these people, you know?
Yeah, it must feel so empowering and just motivational to even just want to do more for your mob, you know, especially when you're, you know, like you said, you're in the room amongst other deadly leaders as well. So you also talked about young people, and I, you know, are you able to just kind of give our listeners just a bit of work that you've been doing, or that you do in the detention centres?
Yeah. I mean, well, it started off as mostly remote and regional work. We believe in the power of hip hop. I think a good place to start is that hip hop can be a really strong vehicle or conduit for like young people to get back to culture or to language, or even just really honestly the social and emotional well-being part of being creative, you know. And I've done a lot of work regional and remote for a while, since I think maybe since I was about 20 or even a bit younger. But and even in even here in the city, you know, doing that work, and I could see that these young fellas would just beam and they would get excited, and they saw like a future with art. And you know, often our mob are always thinking about, you know, either going to the mines or having to play football only. And I'm not saying there's nothing, you know, wrong with all that, but there's just more avenues out there, you know. And then I guess then I had the opportunity to go and work in the detention centers with Hip Hop 101 with Brother Boy Optimus, and the work is just crazy. It's incredible. It's empowering for me. It builds me as an artist, because I get to spend so much time with young fellas perfecting the craft. But the biggest impact is that I see is that young people in detention are in a situation where they haven't been able to express themselves freely. They haven't been able to have control over a lot of their life. But when they're making music, it's theirs, and it's their moment to shine. It's their moment to, I guess, really work this craft, and they have full ownership over that, you know, in every way you can think of it, like from physical ownership down to spiritual, and artistic and every single way. And then I think when you start to realize that you have the power to make and create, well, you have the power to change many things in your life. And I'm seeing that, you know.
Those that look up to you, what message do you want to tell them?
I guess this is an important one, but the thing that comes to my heart straight away when you ask that, because it's like, I would like young fellas to know that there's really great power in expressing yourself to the truest version of who you are, you know. Speak on what's on your mind, on your heart. People want to listen. Sometimes people just don't get the message unless it's delivered to them in a certain way. And art and hip hop particularly really is the language that young people speak so well. I believe that they should all have the opportunity. And I think that everybody, when given the opportunity, take it with both hands and run with it, and really have a crack at whatever it is you love. There's an industry around this, and whether or not you want to be at the forefront as the performing person, you can make beats, you can create you can promote, you can become a part of a team, and you'll find like-minded individuals, and you'll find your people through this sort of stuff. And it's really what happened for me. So I think that there's real opportunity for young people to be super creative and whatever that is. And I'm just here for it, and I'm here to support it.
Well, just my final question, brother, but what's next on the cards? Are you on tour at the moment, or is there a tour coming up, or what's the plans?
What can I talk about? I guess I'm trying to think what we can say.
You'll probably think it all. Which one's so good that's happening?
So much cool stuff's happening. Because look, I'm working on my album, my debut album. I haven't actually, even though I've been at this for a minute, I haven't dropped an actual body of work, only singles, which is real interesting. So I'm working on something big. I really want to put as much of myself and how I've grown into this. This will be a new version of me and a new sound. So that people should be looking forward to that probably next year. And then I guess, yeah, and I'm in the process. So, you know, if anybody out there wants to collaborate, hit me up. I'm real easy to talk to. I guess also we've got heaps of really cool shows lined up throughout the year, all the time. You know, myself, Incubi, JJ Vacant, Tasia, the whole FM Focus crew. That's our label. We're just trying to build, and we want to get out there and show everyone that this is, you know, all possible.
Aboriginal rapper Flo in there speaking with Micah Kickett.